Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. This is your host, Trevor. And today's topic is all about the 80-20 rule and how it applies to e-commerce entrepreneurs. So what is the 80-20 rule? Well, it basically means that 20% of your work gets you 80% of your results. It could also mean in business that 20% of your customers or clients get you 80% of your income and success. So how does that apply to e-commerce? Well, 20% of your products usually result in about 80% of your profits. And those are usually your best sellers and your highest profit products. You have to determine what those products are. Now, if you're just getting started, you can research your competitors and look at their best sellers and determine what those products are. And those are what you're going to want to focus on. So how to hack higher profits in your business? Well, first of all, focus on marketing those best sellers. Make them the focal point of your homepage and your email marketing messages, as well as your social media marketing messages. Make video sales letters for them and post them to YouTube and the product page. And then share those YouTube videos all over the web. Put them on social media accounts. You can even find other popular YouTube videos, informational YouTube videos in your niche, and you can comment with a link to your video. There's all sorts of ways that you can share videos, but those video sales letters are going to be the most important way that you're going to sell the product. And you got to approach a video sales letter like a webinar. So if you don't know how to make a video sales letter or a webinar yet, I could recommend going to clickfunnels.com and looking at Russell Brunson ClickFunnels YouTube channel and signing up for some of their trainings, because he teaches the best way to do a webinar. He calls it the perfect webinar. And the perfect webinar script is a really good script. And you don't have to make it that complicated. And he also has some other scripts too that are really good. And I use these scripts in my review videos that I make for YouTube. And it's just basically who are you? You know, you introduce yourself. What is the product? Why you should buy it and how to get it. So the who, what, why, and how script is really, really good. And those are your basic video sales letters. Another way to do it is to make blog posts like the product review keyword blog posts and best product roundup articles that include your best sellers. And you can drive traffic to those from Google organic search results or from search social search traffic, or you can even make a video for that and drive traffic from YouTube traffic as well. So that's how you hack higher profits. You're going to focus on the best sellers and make marketing messages and marketing materials specifically for those best sellers, because those are the things that have the best value to price ratio, and people see those as the best solution to their problems in the marketplace already. So you're going to simply step into the mix, into the market, create better marketing messages, be better at selling those, be better at distributing your marketing messages online, and then you'll drive more traffic and more interested traffic. You'll get those leads, you'll follow up with emails and retargeting, and then you'll close those sales better. So once you figured out how to do that, how to hack higher profits, now let's figure out how to hack your time investment. Because, you know, being an e-commerce entrepreneur and wanting to find that paradise in your life really means that you don't want to spend 100% of your time building your business. You want to be able to enjoy your life and you know, take advantage of the reason why you started doing this business in the first place. So how to hack your time investment? Well, there's a few ways, and I'll go over them right now. So specifically, only spend time working on the most popular best-selling products. If you spend a lot of time working on other products just because you might be able to make a buck here or there, you're probably going to be spinning your wheels. So just focus 80% of your time on those 20% of your products that are the best-selling products, the ones that drive home the revenue, the ones that bring in the most profit. So you got to identify which products have the highest profit margin, the highest profit dollar value, and focus on marketing those products specifically and beating out the competition as far as rankings go and as far as marketing goes. And you can only spend your time creating amazing content. And I can't say this more enough, because if you go out there and you create crappy content, that's going to relay a message about your brand that, you know, if you're going to create crappy content, maybe your customer service and follow-up and the product itself is going to be crappy as well. So you want to create amazing content. This includes creating an intro, outro, creating really nice background, having great lighting, having great sound, all that stuff. That's going to help you to relay a message about your brand as well. Simply put, just research what others are doing and what's working for them. In order to do that, you just act like a customer. Go into the marketplace, see who's spending the most on ads, and go to their website and break down what they're doing and see what their marketing messages are. You know, if they're offering lowest prices and stuff like that, maybe you can do a similar thing, but then also offer a free gift. So you can one-up your competition somehow, and it doesn't have to cost you that much. You can make a better sales message, better sales videos, and better marketing, and you can actually beat out your competition that way. Now, there's a lot of factors that go into your unique value proposition as an e-commerce business, and I go into that in other podcast episodes. You got to understand that they all come into play. So this trust, urgency, social proof, scarcity, and pricing. People want to be able to know that you're the best place to go to and that they're not going to have any buyer's remorse after the fact. So once you've researched and you've kind of figured out what's working for others and how you can do it better, you got to find gaps in the market where opportunities are. This means most of the time it's keyword research, right? So go to YouTube, go to Google, and find out who's ranking for what keywords. And you can use a tool like Ahrefs.com or kwfinder.com. You can find out how competitive any particular keyword is, and that'll help you determine where the gaps in the market are, where you can really take advantage of opportunities and rank and get a lot of traffic and make a lot of sales. So that's the next step. So research what others are doing, what's working for them, figure out how you're gonna do it better, and then find the gap in the market so that you can know which content create, what keywords to target, and what marketing messages to give. And then the next step is to plan your content really clearly. So if you plan out your content by writing it out, like write out a script before you make it, it's gonna be way easier to create the content when it comes time to doing it. So the more time you research and you plan, the easier it's going to be to actually create the content and less time it's going to take you in the long run. So I say this on almost every episode, but the Abraham Lincoln quote is, if you give me 4 hours to chop down a tree, I'll spend the first 3 hours sharpening my axe. And so you have to put time and effort into research and planning in order to make the most of the opportunities and the gaps in the marketplace. So once you've planned out all your content really clearly, document the process of creating it. And this is going to really help you because in the future, you'll be able to draw back upon your documentations. And what I mean is make videos, screen share videos, use a tool like ScreenFlow or Camtasia and record your screen, or even QuickTime if you have a Mac. Record your screen doing this kind of stuff and talk about it, talk through it. So you can go back and you can see how you did it and you can repeat what you did. And then in the future, you'll be able to use those as outsourcing tools. So you can give that to a virtual assistant and have them do it as well. Documenting the process is really quick, really important, and I can't recommend that enough. So once you've done all this stuff, you've researched, you've planned, and you've documented the process, just execute. And executing should be quick and efficient. It should be really easy at this point because you've already researched everything, you've planned it out. Just execute it. And don't be afraid of failure, because failure is something that happens over and over again in life, and little failures lead to big successes, okay? So don't be afraid of failure. Think about it as an experiment in marketing. And what you're gonna just experiment in different things and document it, see what works, and when it doesn't work, you have to break down as to why, and maybe you can try to improve and make it better. And go back to the drawing board and research more people and see what they're doing and create swipe files, okay? And then all of a sudden you'll find something that works. You'll find a marketing message that works. You'll start getting clicks, you start getting sales. And you gotta document that, figure out what that is, and then record the process, right? So you can repeat that process. So that's learning from your mistakes. And in general, you just want to grow as a marketer and as a life hacker. You can use all sorts of keyboard shortcuts. You can use internet marketing shortcuts and grow as in your marketing understanding, grow in your copywriting understanding. Go out and read other people's copy, read successful marketers' copy and see how they write their messages and then reformulate that to your niche and you'll do really well because that's just how it is. All right, guys. Well, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was all about the 80-20 rule applied to e-commerce. Let's just go back over it really quick. I talked about what is the 80-20 rule? Well, it's 20% of your work gets you 80% of your results. 20% of your customers and clients will get you 80% of your income, right? And how does that apply to e-commerce? Well, it's 20% of your products really result in 80% of your income. So once you understand that, focus on those 20% of your products that are your best sellers and highest profit products. So you can focus on marketing them through video sales letters and through your homepage, through email marketing messages, and through blog posts. Hack your time by doing lots of research ahead of time, figuring out what works and what other people are doing with success in the niche. Find gaps in the marketplace with keywords. Plan your content really clearly. Document the whole process and execute quickly and efficiently. Don't be fearless of failure and learn from your mistakes. grow as a marketer in the long run. All right, guys. Well, hope you enjoy this podcast, and we'll see you out there. Take care.